This is the Boston Red Sox news feed on CLNS. Today is Tuesday, July 10th, 2018. This is Nick Qualley reporting for CLNS, the leading online provider of audiovisual coverage for the Boston Red Sox. The Red Sox took the opening game of their three-game set with the Texas Rangers by a final score of 5-0 for their seventh straight win. Newcomer Steve Pierce opened up the scoring with a two-run bomb off of Rangers starter Mike Minor in the first inning. After the first inning, Minor did not allow another run to cross the plate through 5 3 innings pitched. The Red Sox were threatening in the third inning with two men on in scoring position on second and third with just one out. The team's power couldn't pad the score, though, as both JD and Steve Pierce could not push the runners across the plate. However, with Benintendi and Betts both on base in the bottom of the eighth inning, JD Martinez took an inside pitch to the moon for his major league leading 28th on the year off of Texas reliever Jesse Chavez. Red Sox star Eduardo Rodriguez had himself a solid outing, but once again could not make it through a full six innings. Working with another high pitch count, Erod lasted 5 2/3, allowing just three hits, no runs, and five strikeouts. The Red Sox brought in reliever Ryan Brazier for his first appearance since being called up from the AAA Pawtucket Paw Sox. The bullpen did its job tonight, going 3 1/3 between Heath Hembree, Joe Kelly, and Brazier, keeping Texas at bay. Before I go on and tell you about tonight's game, let me tell you about my new favorite app that you guys have to try out, and I'm not kidding you. If you love fantasy baseball, then you need to try my new favorite app, Draft. It's daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like the other guys. On Draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like in your season-long league. Drafts last for just one night, and once you're done drafting, guess what? That's it. No trades, no waiver wire. You just set it, and you forget about it. That's it. The best part, though? You're playing for cold hard cash, baby, and you get paid out the next day. Drafts start from just $1, so there's literally a draft for everybody. I'm talking to you, college kid on a budget. Listen, I love Draft because I love my fantasy sports. I love getting that gambling itch out of the way. You know, I like my gambling. I like to do it every once in a while, or more than every once in a while. And it gets that itch taken care of, and the best part is I just set my lineup, and that's it. I'm done. I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the night. It is perfect. It couldn't be any more perfect. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or you play from right for your computer at draft.com. For a limited time only, all Red Sox Beat listeners get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code Red Sox Beat, all one word. That's right. Play a real money game for free just for using my promo code Red Sox Beat when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store today. I'm telling you, today. Just go do it. Just go get it taken care of. Or go to draft.com and enter the promo code Red Sox Beat. Once again, all one word. Back to the news. The Red Sox get set for game 2 of 3 in their series against the last place Texas Rangers. After last night's victory and the team riding high, they will be facing off with the Texas righty, Yovani Gallardo. Gallardo has had, well, an abysmal year thus far, boasting an ERA north of 8 at the moment. After transitioning into a starting role in mid-June, the right-handed pitcher has yet to pitch in a game where he has not given up 3 earned runs or more. In his last outing against the Detroit Tigers, Gallardo gave up 3 earned over 5 1/3 innings pitched. The starter for the Sox for Game 2 will be Hector Velasquez. Velasquez has spent most of his time in 2018 coming out of the bullpen, but has also been effective as a starter when called upon in early April. Velasquez's ERA sits at a low 2.76 but holds a high whip of 1.46 and a rough batting average against at 302, and quite frankly has had a tough month of July thus far in his 3 appearances. First pitch today is at 7:10 at Fenway Park, and you can catch the game on NESN or you can listen to it at WEEI 93.7 FM. Be sure to also follow CLNS on Twitter at CLNS Media and a Red Sox account for all the latest news and updates at Red Sox CLNS. And don't forget to subscribe to the Red Sox news feed both on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media Network mobile podcast app. This has been Nick Qualley for the Boston Red Sox news feed.